Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
It was Mashomani Day the last time we visited Murundoy, and Myrtle, Catalina, and Denzel were at Durban Park to witness the float parade. Denzel, of course, spotted Unique in the Ministry of Communities band. Shelley and Pepper were tramping together when Pepper saw Ignatius with Coretta and told Shelley, who left and had a confrontation with Coretta in the presence of Pepper, Catalina, and Myrtle. Ignatius tried to explain that they were just friends and left. An angry Shelley left with him. Catalina warned Pepper to stay away from Simon. Right now, Shelley is on the phone with Pepper.
We bring the radio to the streets and the streets to the radio.
Last year, Radical Ipso final, something went wrong.
Girl, Pepper, I'm gonna look for she today. This got to end. I ain't taking it so. I ain't gonna sit back and let Coretta take me husband. She gonna left you alone when I done with she. Catalina tell you what? She and she auntie? Girl, look, don't listen to people. Simon got his ways, yes. But I know you could handle him.
Yes, as far as I know, the council has a statutory meeting this afternoon.
I can talk to you later, Pepper. Bye.
I hope the discussion at the meeting goes well. All right, good. Bye. Lunch is ready.
And then cook Ignatius.
Shelley. I left the office to come home expecting a hot meal, and you gonna tell me you ain't cook?
Why you didn't go by Coretta unless she cook for you?
Shelley!
Shelley, what? Since this where you want to be, go unless she cook for you. Give her some nastiness to eat if she didn't do it.
You know, I really thought I married somebody different.
And I know I was marrying a fool. But I really thought you changed.
What is the problem if I run into Corette at MASH and we were walking together? You let your friend get into your head with her nonsense.
So you telling me you and Corette in there? Why is she trying to run where she see me then? Eh?
You know what? I can't deal with this.
No, answer me. Answer me. You don't just walk away. If you think that I can sit back here and let Corette take me husband, you and she got another thing coming, Ignatius. When you make vows with me, we said till death do we part. And I mean every single word.
I guess I will have to buy lunch at Boston Restaurant.
Mr. Ignatius, you okay?
Eunice, if you know the stress I'm going through. Anyhow, what is the lunch special today?
Honey glazed barbecue chicken or pork, macaroni and cheese, and vegetable rice with stir-fried vegetables.
That sounds good. Let them girls do one with chicken for me.
One lunch special, please. Chicken. You look so stressed out.
You know, I'm not really a man to talk about my problems, but Shelley is torturing me. Since our friend Pepper come back, I don't know what this girl telling her.
Oh.
It's just one thing to the next. Corette this and Corette that. I barely ran into the woman at MASH and we ended up walking together. Suddenly, it's a big story.
Okay.
Anyway, you ready for the statutory meeting this afternoon?
Yes, I'm ready.
I have to commend you and Sunny. You're all doing a good job so far.
Thanks, Mr. Ignatius. Means a lot coming from you.
Next local government elections, I have to make sure I get in there. Simon messed up my chances last time, but never again.
Well, start campaigning now. I mean, the people of Murundi know your reputation anyway.
Yes, but you're right. Great leaders are always working, whether in office or not.
Exactly. And you know the council needs a lot of help. We need all hands on board.
I know.
The people are the ones who should dictate which direction we go. Because at the end of the day, they know what their needs are.
Well, you could count on me. However I can contribute, I will do so.
Thanks, Mr. Ignatius. Your lunch is ready.
Thank you.
I hope you and Shelley work things out.
Eunice, we'll see. I hope the meeting goes well this afternoon.
Thanks, I'm sure it will.
Is who? I come in. Ignatius?
Hi. I could come in?
Yeah, sure. What are you doing here, though?
I just left the office, and I don't feel like going home now to deal with Shelley. Things are out of control right now.
Oh.
Corette, you don't mind if I chill here for a while?
No, you're welcome here at any time.
I'm sorry about what happened at MASH. It was embarrassing for all of us.
Look, I just see she running, coming towards me, and the only thing I thought of doing is to turn and run.
Shelley is really out of control, embarrassing me in public like that.
Well, you married her.
Don't remind me.
It's the way you are, one them young and hot.
She wasn't like that when we got married. Now every woman I talk to is going to be a problem.
Well, it's not like she ain't got a reason to be worried.
Corette, look. We have a special friendship. You know how I feel about you.
And you know how I feel about you.
I know. But I can't leave my wife for you.
Ouch.
As crazy as Shelley is, I love her. And she is my number one, regardless.
So, where that leaves me?
I don't know. But you deserve better.
Mr. Carter, you look so much better than last time.
Well, Eunice, my dear. Lucille has actually been taking care of me lately. Every morning she gives me this green concoction to drink, and it seems to be helping.
That is good news, Mr. Carter.
Yes?
Yes, I feel better than I have in months.
Good, because we need you.
Yes, the council needs your wisdom, especially.
Well, rest assured. I am not going anywhere soon.
Very good.
Glad to hear that.
Thank you, Sonny.
These councillors running late today, man.
And we can't start yet because we don't have a quorum.
Give them a few more minutes. I'm sure they're on their way.
People are looking at this council, you know. We need to keep that in mind in everything we do.
Well, we're not going to be perfect, But yes, we need to set an example for the community.
Indeed. We are leaders, so our behavior reflects on the community.
Well, when you accept position of leadership, you have to accept everything that comes with it, the good and the bad.
Yes.
Anyway, I think we have a good group of people here.
Could you imagine if the likes of Simon de Freitas had ended up on this council?
Disastrous.
Quite an interesting gentleman he is.
Well, he approached me the other day. You would have seen it on the agenda for us to discuss.
Yes.
Like we'll have to call some people. We need to start this meeting.
I agree.
I fell asleep.
You were only out for about 10 minutes, Ignatius.
Ah, Coretta, I needed that power nap. I guess I have to go home now and deal with Shelley.
You can stay for dinner if you want, you know.
What you making?
Bakes and saltfish.
Ah, lovely. I will wait.
Good.
Shelley didn't even do lunch for me today, so I don't expect to see dinner.
Shame.
I had to go buy lunch from Boston Restaurant.
She has no respect for you, Ignatius.
Ignatius! Ignatius! I know you're in there!
Poor crimes.
I ain't opening the door.
Coretta, your shame! This is why you could never get a man of your own. Because you was chasing after what don't belong to you.
Shelley, go home. I will meet you there.
Ignatius, after everything, this is what you insist on doing to me? Eh?
Look, I gotta clear this up.
Coretta!
Shelley, stop!
Look like a bat out of hell.
If you think that I gonna lose me husband to you, woman, you're sadly mistaken.
Nothing is going on between me and Coretta.
The least you could do is be a man and tell the truth.
Wow.
I stopped here because I didn't want to come home and deal with this.
So Coretta is a better woman than me? This what you're trying to say?
Oh, no.
Stop it, both of you.
Ignatius.
I said be quiet. Now I will only say this once. Shelley, you are my wife and I love you. Coretta, you are my friend.
With benefits.
Shelley! Coretta!
All right. The meeting is now called to order. Let us stand and repeat the national pledge.
I pledge myself to honor always the flag of Guyana. And to be loyal to my country, to be obedient.
All right, now that the minutes have been adopted, any matters arising?
Yes, if I may. It seems that even though we have implemented a fine for dumping, some people are still continuing the practice.
Yes, I think they're doing it at night. Because sometimes you go to bed and there's no garbage. And when you wake up, you will see a bag.
What y'all think is the reason for this? People just don't have another option.
I don't believe that is the case at all. We have the dump site. The truck picks up garbage twice a week and it can't be that difficult for people to find a bin or to compost.
Exactly. I think with some people it just comes down to lackadaisical attitude. They just don't care.
Well, it seems like we'll have to invest in some serious behavior change interventions. Because we can preach proper garbage disposal till next year. But if there's no behavior change, we just wasting time. Counselors, we have to take some drastic measures.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.